WHXS Mobile listening.
KN4 TSW.
Good afternoon, KN4 BWA. Listen, I'm just a gadabout. Just doing all kinds of junk, out running around doing honeydew errands. What are you guys up to?
You're headed to the house.
Now, how many times have I asked you not to use four-letter words on me?
Yeah, sorry about that. Say something, then. Working. That's more than four letters.
Derivative of that foul word. Oh, me. Well, y'all doing okay?
Yep. I'm good here. No issues. Like I said, I'm just heading back to the house. I'm down here in the Greenville area. How you doing, Stace?
Well, I'm just finer than frog hair. My son's on his way up. He's supposed to get in here at about 5 or 5:30. And, we're going to do some RC flying this weekend, Dave. We're going to have a good time.
Yeah, that's awesome. I don't have the eye-hand coordination to do that.
Yeah, you do. All you got to do is come on out and let one of those good boys out there in our flying field get a hold of you. Hey, in two sessions, they'll have you doing loops and all kinds of good stuff.
My coordination are meant for the guitar. You know, so that's what I saved that for.
All right. Well, so what are you going to do for fun this weekend? Play with the band?
Yeah, we had a little bit of a lineup change. Our lead singer decided to do something else because he likes the old acoustic country stuff, and we wanted to rock it up just a little bit. So we parted ways in a very, not in a bad way. You know, he wanted to play with another band. I said, no problem. So we got a fella that owns a tree service up near Spartanburg. His name is JJ. Really nice fella. He's in the same age group, and man, he's a heck of a guitar player. And he knows a lot of music. He comes with a repertoire of music that the rest of us kind of know. We're all learning together, so it's coming together pretty quick. Yeah. Well, we're not playing out just yet. I have a 24x30 building on my property. I have set up as a practice room. I've got a full PA in there and drum kit, guitar amps, things like that. So that's where we're practicing right now. We're scheduled to do a party, a private party, on the 8th of May. So that'll probably be our inaugural gig. What's that? I said good luck to you on that. I hope it works out for you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, it's been really nice. The four of us fit together pretty good now. You know, we had to pull an old Pete Best, change out the singers.
But when Dave sings "Every Hound Dog in His Neighborhood," howls and just screams for mercy.
And my dog barks at night. And he don't live too far from me, I don't believe. Well, you'll start hearing this when the weather breaks a little bit and we retain some of this warm weather. We'll be opening up the big garage door, and you'll be people will be hearing us around the neighborhood a little bit. We'll face the speakers out, and we'll be upsetting people.
The first time you guys get a paying gig somewhere, let me know. Might just come out, try to watch, play, and listen.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll put the word out.
Have you talked to Jimmy lately?
I spoke to him, I think Sunday evening. He gave me a call. We were working on a gas pack about a week or so before that, and he was telling me what he finally figured out with it. So that's about the last time. I know he had a blower motor to change on Wednesday. Other than that was it.
Easing back a little bit. Service calls might be easing off a little bit.
Absolutely. Well, it's not so much service calls, but I was trying to tell him, I said, you got to get into more of the maintenance stuff, keep the units running, and not just waiting for them to break down. There is a it's a good business to do maintenance and cleanups and, just to keep the older units out here running for the folks and, don't wait for them to break.
Well, listen, when are you going to get that tower up?
Patch and I, we're gonna start working on it this weekend. We're going to take the crank off of it and start cleaning it up a little bit and get it ready to put a new crank on there and, get a cable on there and do what I have to do. So very soon, probably within the next couple of 3 or 4 weeks.
And I'll try to, come over and help you if I can.
Okay, yeah, well, I'll let you know. No problem. The antenna at the house I'm going to put up on the one peak for temporary. I want to get a new dual band antenna, or actually a tri band, 2, 4, 40, and 6, for my ICOM 7000, and then that'll transfer it up to the top of the tower once I get the tower up in place.
Wiener. Well, you guys, listen, I'm going to back on out of here. I got a couple of things I need to do, and I've just pulled into the hacienda, so y'all have a good evening, good weekend. If you want to, come on out to Campobello Flying Field this weekend. I'll be out there probably around, noon, and trying to see if I can splatter an airplane into the ground.
Well, I actually have a maintenance call tomorrow around 10 o'clock. I got to be over in Travelers. And then we'll see what happens. I got your number. I'll give you a call. KB2HXS Mobile.
7-3, Steve. Good flying to you tomorrow.
KN4TFW.
Come on out. Have some fun. I'll talk to you later. 73, KN4VWA. I'm clear.
N4VWA W2T before you slip off.
Slip fail. What do you want, Rusty?
How about loaning some of that help you got me in about 3 weeks? I'm going to need to be replacing my wire on my loop out here at the house.
I don't have a shooter.
Well, ain't got to shoot anything. All we got to do is lower it down. Take the old stranded wire out, put the new copper-clad steel wire in it, slide it back up, put it back up in the air. I'm not going to take the darn thing completely down.
What was that? But just remember one thing, bud. Big Daddy here don't get no more than 10 feet off the ground.
Hey, I'm under doctor's orders. I can climb as high as I want, as long as 1 foot is firmly planted on the ground at all times. I keep that, I follow that rule. It keeps me from ending up in the hospital,
Well, severe fear of heights, if you know what I mean. Man, I could go and climb and rappel and do rescue squad crap and all that because I conquered my fear of heights. But if you don't keep up with it, fear of heights comes back tenfold worse, and it did. So, like I said, 10-foot rule, baby. Just let me know when. KN4VWA, clear.
Hey, well, I used to climb 150-foot towers and work on antennas at top up, but I can't do that anymore. Yeah, I'm going to have to round up about 3 or 4 people because it's going to take several of us people to pull ropes and people to pull that wire through the eggs. So, anyway, I'll talk to you later. I'll let your buddies get back to talking. W2T clear.
I have the climbing belt. I'm not afraid. I'm not too afraid of heights.
Hey there. I haven't talked to you in a while. You still trying to keep those air conditioners running?
Yeah, I'm doing a pretty good job of it. Well, actually, heat. Now I'm going to switch into air conditioning.
Yeah, I know what you mean. And when you mentioned Jimmy a while ago, I've known Jimmy for ages. He's been over to my house at least once or twice over the years.
A good guy. We've worked together in the last few weeks. I like working with him.
Yep. He's just an old coot. That's what it is. He's gotten old and he's slowing down a little bit.
Well, that's why he's got me. I'm a not-so-old coot. I haven't slowed down yet. I'm still going.
Yeah, I'm in that group that's slowing down, so. Anyway, yeah, I'm not going to really need any climbing because I don't have a tower. And basically what I'm going to be doing is I have a loop up there, a full 80-meter loop, and stranded wire, and it's broken in about three or four places. So what I'm going to do is lower the four corners of that thing back to the ground, and then very carefully thread some copper-clad steel over the top of it, into where it was, and then solder the two ends back to the center connector, and where the ladder line comes down, and then pull that sucker back up in the air. Like I said, I don't intend to take it completely down because that's too much work.
Gotcha. I think there's somebody in here yet. Is it Ken? You in here still?
Yeah, just backed in the driveway. I'm about to say 73 to you guys, and hope you have an awesome one, and I'll look forward to catching you another time. KN4 TFW, clear.
You can be around this weekend, Ken?
Yeah, I'll be in and out.
Dad, I'll give you a call. I haven't forgotten about you.
Yeah, Roger, no hurry.
Yeah, just waiting for the rain to blow through, you know, and get just a crappy couple of weeks. All right, Ken, have a good afternoon. 73, KB2HXS.
Watch you driving, and I'm sorting QSL cards, trying to find for one lost card. And hopefully, I'm through call areas 1, 2, and 3. Now I got to go to 4, which is the biggest group I've got, and start through it, because I've already found a 0 card filed in with the 1, with the 2s. That doesn't help. You'll never find it if you go like that. Anyway, we'll talk at you later, and be careful out there on the road. 73's W2T clear.
Who's ever listening, 73, I got a few minutes to the house. I got about 12 minutes to go. I shall be here, KB2HXS, listening out, traveling for another 12 minutes.
You said gentlemen, that must have been aimed at me, Dave. This is N0TR.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Take it as you can get it, right?
Well, yeah, that other riffraff there, I waited till they cleared off, you know, like Rusty and the commoners, you know, means I'm regal in full bull.
You're going to meet up with your sweetheart's frying pan if you keep talking like that, because you ain't no gentleman. W2T said that, now I'm clear, Dave.
Hey, Rusty. I just feel a little bit elevated today. I got number 300 today.
Yeah, I heard you bragging earlier.
I don't do contesting or nothing like that. It was just a personal goal.
Yeah, I know, but I heard you bragging, and I haven't done much contesting in a long time myself. I may do a little bit of the ARL DX contest this weekend, the voice part of it, but who knows? Just depends upon what I get wrapped in up in here at the house. So, anyway, I'll let you go back talking to Dave. W2T clear for now.
Okay, Russ. Yeah, I cherry pick the contest once in a while, but I never did have any goals except for that, and finally reached it. So, I'm glad of that. Anyway, Dave, those last two was a long time coming. I had 298 for I don't know how long.
As you stick Tom with me, oh, my gosh. Excellent. I haven't done too much DX work in the last few years. I actually got a QSL card from a gentleman out of Spartanburg. I guess he heard me on a repeater or something. I had to look at it and see who it is.
I got an unusual one the other day. And it was from talking to a fellow in Austria on this repeater. And I've never received an FM QSL card to my P-brain anyways, Dave. But I went ahead and sent one back to him, and he was an older gentleman. He said, well, I shouldn't say that. I am one, too. But he wanted that card awful bad, so I sent him one back, and He sent a card and had a picture of a room at a castle that Bernice and I had visited many years ago when our daughter was going to school in Austria, of Neuschwanstein Castle. It looks like Fantasyland down at Orlando. And so it was quite nice of him. And Dave, KB4CBA, also talked to him on there. I don't know if he got a card or not, but it's kind of neat at times when the Echo Link comes in on here. I talked to Australia out in the front yard there one day.
Yeah, I think I've heard a few people come in on Echo Link. I'm so low-tech that I don't do a lot of the digital stuff, a lot of the computer stuff. I just, you know, I like my FM repeaters, my voice.
And you know, that's the, it's like on HF, I just work CW primarily and single sideband once in a while. And that's all. I don't want any part of the FT8 and stuff like that. But I think there's something like 334 countries now that the ARRL is, and when I'd been there at 298, my goal was to finally get the 300th one, and it finally come through today. I went through my cards the other day, and I found a couple of extra cards there that, I think I sent in 20 cards, but two of them I needed to get that. And when you get up that many countries, a lot of those things are little old islands and reefs, and they're, you know, down around the South Pole or something, and they're just very seldom inhabited, and so it's hard to get any once you get up to that point. But I don't care now. I'm not in competition with anybody. I just had that goal set for myself.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I don't do a lot of contesting. I haven't even been to a ham fest, and I can't tell you how many years. And you know, I'm just getting back into the hobby. You know, you heard, I don't know if you heard Steve yelling at me about getting that tower up. I got to work on that, you know, as the weather breaks here a little bit. And see if I can't get that thing attached to the house and get an antenna on top of that thing. Anywho, I got to answer a call real quick. Let me get the heck out of here. And Tom, and we'll pick up another day on this, okay?
Sure. Enjoyed it. Always good to talk to you, Dave. You have a fine day. Bernice is going to fix me up with a little bit of a salad here, and we'll have a big bowl of her chili, and we took the neighbors over two bowls of chili, and they're going to have chili. So we ought to have a gaseous neighborhood tonight. You take care, Dave. KB2HXS and 0TR73.
And 0TR, KB2HXS. Yeah, I'll look off to the west and see if I see any flames. Have a good night, Tom.
Well, I'm glad I don't live near you, Tom. W2T.
You'd probably weigh a ton if you did, Rusty.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that bad. I would probably be a little bit heavier than I am now, but everything seems to be staying at a certain point, and not getting any bigger, not getting any smaller right now. But the weather warms up, and I can get outside and start doing more outside. I think I'll start losing a little bit more of this. Doctor said just all of this inside is not doing me a whole lot of good. But when it's pouring rain and you get 6 inches of water in your yard, it's kind of hard to do much out there, you know.
This is in 0TR, W2T. Yeah, it is, Rusty, and the same applies for me, and my foot's gotten so bad lately, it's getting harder and harder. But I like to be active outside, and we are when it's warm enough. I don't want to get sick, and with heart disease, that's not a good thing. And so today is still pretty darn chilly with that, I'm showing 11-mile-an-hour peak and 5-mile-an-hour steady. And the humidity is only 17%. That's like Las Vegas outside today. even though it's 61 with a breeze like that, it's pretty darn cool. Oh, there comes Brace with some cottage cheese and tomatoes and green peppers and stuff on it. Getting ready to have a bite of supper and then going over to the daughter's and take her chemicals for her yard. Now, here's one that you'll find is funny, because everybody has been in the hobby for as many years as me and you. It's got 10-meter DXCCs. I mean, it's probably the easiest, but it seemed like up in Kansas, it was kind of going to the dogs when I first got into it. And so I didn't really pay much attention to 10 meters. And I need three more countries on 10 meters to get DXCC, Rusty.
I think I still need, if I looked at the last count, I think I still need 16 on 10 meters for DXCC. You know, it's, it was good, it was, you know, back then, I good 10 meter antenna, and that, and the wire antenna I had up wasn't really, it was good on 15 and 20, but it wasn't worth a flip on 10 meters. I don't know why, never did figure out, but anyway, so I didn't work a lot of 10, but, anyway, I catch one every now and again here lately. I caught someone on 10 meters the other day, so I picked up another, and it just happened to be one that flipped through the breeze, I guess, and I got it, so we'll see. Well, go enjoy your salad, and I'm sitting here. I'm going to go get me a little bit of something. I had some chicken wings earlier this afternoon, so I'm going to go get me something else to eat. I may go get me a chunk of cheese right now. I bought a block of cheese at the grocery store, so I may go cut me off a hunk of that. That and give me some potato chips and sit here and eat that while I'm sorting QSL cards. Talk to you later, Tom, and hello to Bernice, N0TRW2T73.
Okay, Rusty, it's always good to talk to you. I did get today, in those cards, I got DXCC on 12 meters, and that's another one I was kind of ashamed of that I should have got a long time ago. But it's a little more difficult than 10, I think. So I got that, and then I got my confirmation, my 300s, which gets you nothing. But all the pride in getting it, I guess you'd say. And you never heard me do a lot of bragging or contesting or anything. If there's a contest on, I think I worked about 15 or 20 last time just to give them the points. I didn't need the countries. And I'll sit down there and I'll work countries of an evening. And I don't need them. And many of them I've talked to before on CW. But it's fun to keep up the skill. Anyway, 73 is Rusty. Enjoy your meal and we'll catch you later. W2T and 0TR.
All right, Tom. Well, you know you can get a... Do you have the DXCC certificate, don't you?
For 7 bands, if I get those 3 countries on 10, like I said, I never did mess with them. And that's the major bands, 10, 15, 20, 40, and 80. And I just never bothered. If I get those 3, I'll have 8 band. Everything except 160.
Well, you know, you could get a nice sticker to go on your certificate. I had got 100, and then I got a 150 sticker to go on it, and I'm coming up on, I need 4 more for my 200, and I'm getting close to it. So, anyway, well, we'll talk to you later. Have a good one. W2T clear.
Some of those stickers, Rusty. I think some of them still in the envelopes. I need to stick them on the awards. I never even applied for the diploma type thing on the wall until Bob got me interested down here. And then I sent him for them, and I didn't realize it was going to cost me money. You have to buy the dang things. But anyways, I'd already done it, and so I went ahead and give them my number, and they sent them all out, and gosh, there's so many of them that I don't know what to do with them all. But at any rate, I have them. And they are nice. And then I got one for working 1,000 countries up there. And that sucker wasn't cheap either. And basically, you pay for them. Talk to you later, Rusty. This is 0TR. Kuwait's on 7007, but I don't know if you can hear it now. They said they heard it in New Hampshire. It's in 0TR clear.
I'm going. I'm not hearing him. I've got the reflector on behind me, and I slid over there, and I couldn't hear him. So couldn't get him, and all. But maybe later on, it'll slide down this way, and I'll be able to get him. W2T clear.
Best at the gray line there, probably about 7. All right, talk to you later in 0TR.